Veterans who worked at the U.S. military's network of anti-aircraft missile complexes are gathering in Anchorage this weekend. They're hoping to help restore one of the best preserved sites in the country out of hundreds that were built during the Cold War to guard against Soviet attack. Eight sites existed in Alaska, but only one is still largely intact, the Nike site summit on Mount Gordon Lion in the Chugach Mountains. Greg DeRocher worked there from 1974 to 1976. He says Site Summit was part of an impressive network of military installations.
These things were all over the country and the world. There was they were in NATO ally countries, South Korea.
How many missiles were at each facility?
You know, I don't know if that is still classified or not, but let's just say over 20.
And were they nuclear missiles?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Okay. The work that you did, how secretive was it?
We all had security, high security clearances, and we weren't supposed to tell, you know, any more than public need to know. I mean, you know, spouses, friends, everything would say, well, what do you do? Oh, we guard the missile. Everyone knew there's missiles up there because they would actually launch them back in the early 60s. They launched a number of them from up there. And that's the other thing about this whole Friends of Nike site. Some of them, we want to preserve the, we want to teach the memories of the Cold War, the lessons of the Cold War, before it's forgotten, because it was a really real war. We actually had bunkers set up. We all carried M16s and 45s, and we had loads of ammo that we carried, and we had to be prepared to defend the thing. But we took it seriously, and we always said that they'd probably get the missiles off, and then we'd all be glowing. And that was kind of that gallows humor kind of thing.
That might confirm what my earlier question was.
Can neither confirm nor deny.
During that time, how worried were you that the Soviet Union would launch an attack?
We weren't really concerned that much. There was a concern. Some things were going on in the Mideast at the time that we had one captain that made us get rid of every rock over 6 inches in diameter in the whole launch area. Now, we're on top of a mountain that was flattened out to make room for this thing, and they... You know, a bulldozer going over the countryside leaves a lot of rocks, and 6-inch rocks were in great abundance, 6 inches and above. And we hauled a lot of rock because they didn't want any kind of Middle East terrorists to be able to hide behind anything. So we joked about the six inch terrorists that would be hiding behind the rocks shooting at us, but we made fun of it, but we did it.
Well. Describe the Nike site summit and why it's important to preserve this.
Well, for one thing, it is the best preserved site left in Alaska. Kincaid Park, of course, was Alpha Battery, and one of the bunkers was made into the Kincaid Chalet, where people have their picnics. And some of the other buildings that were used are still around. They're being used for equipment storage and such. But it's you don't have the whole structure of the place is lost. You can't see how things related. At Site Summit, you have the launch control area where the barracks was, where all the launch control features were. That is still there, although it's slated for demolition. But the clamshell towers, what we call the where some of the radar equipment was, those are still up. The launch area with both of the bunkers, the blast mounds, the sentry guard stations where I worked, and I did roving patrols too, but all that stuff is still down there, and the context is there, so you can see where the launch control area was, you can see where the launch area was, and the road connecting them. It's one of the best preserved left in the nation, and the best preserved left in Alaska.
Greg DeRocher is a veteran who worked at the Nike Site Summit and is working to preserve the structures with the nonprofit group Friends of Nike Site Summit.